This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
You know, Tyler made a great point right as we're coming into this break here. I didn't hear Nick Caserio talk about it. I think we got a good congratulations from the general manager on on that Marconi nomination. It's big time in our world.
Well, Payne and Pendergast did.
Oh yeah, that's right. What do you mean they did?
No, I'm just kidding. GM Nick Caserio, he congratulated the whole station.
Oh, okay. I got you.
It felt a little focused on his
Well, boys, that's okay. I mean, hell, it's the way it's supposed to be when you when that's your boys.
They start us every day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Riding the coattails, man. We're just riding the coattails, and I appreciate them sturdy coattails because my ass is heavy. But Tyler made a point, Nick. I mean, you congratulated the station, man, and you didn't even mention the face. You didn't even mention the face of Sports Radio 610, Tyler Milner, man. If you're on YouTube or Twitch, you're looking at it. Yeah, I mean, Nick, I just feel like you missed an opportunity there, bro. I mean, you're not a guy that misses too many opportunities, man. T-Mill, real deal.
I mean, I didn't even ask for this, but it is what it is, and you probably should have thrown out a thank you, Nick.
It was thrust upon you, man. They didn't even ask for the rights, did they?
No.
You may be able to sue them, by the way. I think you may be able to sue them.
I was going
to
say, if we win the award, you change it from Marconi to Milner.
Yeah, that's right. That Marconi Milner that the Sports Radio 610 won back in 2025, y'all.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
But no, Nick was on with Seth and Sean this morning, and once again, I always say this, real talk, genuine and sincere. It's one thing to have a head coach or a player or general manager or a president. It's one thing to have those guys on. It's another thing when you've built rapport with somebody of that position, and then that guy is more of himself on the airways. That guy is more open with his answers. He's more comfortable. He trusts that those guys, and they do they've done a tremendous job getting to that point. And every time Nick Caserio comes on Payne and Pendergast, it is must-listen radio, no doubt about it. So again, if you do have the Audacy app, AUDACY, if you don't, download a damn thing. I've been telling you for a week. But if you do, you can use that rewind feature to go back and listen to Nick Caserio on Payne and Pendergast. I believe it was 7:30 this morning. But the Texans, they did take the field today. Monster week for the Texans here in training camp. Cut down date is August 26th, which is a week from today. It's next Tuesday. You had today's practice. You got Wednesday's practice, which will be a little bit lighter, I heard Nick Caserio say. And then I think it's pretty much on to travel day on Thursday, a little joint practice. No, travel day Wednesday, joint practice. Thursday, rest day Friday, game Saturday. So nonetheless, the point is these are the last few reps that guys are going to get back from injury, to get back on the field and get some really good work. These are the last reps that some of these guys are going to get before the team makes a decision on whether they make the team or not. And this is a big week for the Texans. A couple of things that I've seen reported here on the Texans practice today. Cam Robinson, the big left tackle, $12 to $14 million man. He was signed to replace Laremy Tunsil in that left tackle position. He has been out for an extended period of time. He was back at practice today. And I think a lot of the questions were, when Cam Robinson comes back, the veteran that was signed to be your left tackle, that was paid to be your left tackle, what happens when he comes back and Arionte Ursary, the big rookie left tackle that has been playing really, really good of late, that has been, I would say he has been the one guy you can, not the one guy, but one of a couple of guys that you could watch play. And does he get beat? Sure. But if you watch him play, he is exactly what Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, the O-line coach, the offensive coordinator, he is exactly what he wants this offensive line's mentality to be. So Cam Robinson comes back. What do they do with Arionte Ursary at left tackle? Right?
He's big as hell.
Well, the reports that I'm seeing, Arionte Ursary stayed at left tackle with the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Titus Howard stayed at right tackle with the ones. And then on the inside, it was Lakin Tomlinson, Jake Andrews at center. And that right guard position is the one that's still up in the air. You got Ed Ingram, who was a free agent sign. This also, or was he a trade? Was he a trade or a free agent sign?
Signing.
Free agent signing because he came from Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
He was a free agent that they brought in this season. And then also Juice Scruggs, who was a former second-round pick that was expected to be the center that bounced around, plays all three interior positions. So it looks like you've got a good, solid, healthy competition going at that right guard position. I imagine this joint practice that's right around the corner is going to be big for those guys. It's also, I would imagine, with this level of player, Ed Ingram and Juice Scruggs, I would imagine that this final preseason game, they will probably get some run. They're not going to get the C.J. Stroud treatment, I wouldn't think, unless they're just convinced all out that Ed Ingram is the guy. I would imagine they would get some run. So keep an eye on the right guard position with the Texans offensive line. Ed Ingram, Juice Scruggs. Those two guys right there are going to decide whether they can leave Titus Howard at right tackle or not. And then also keep an eye on what's going on at left tackle. You got, again, a veteran, former first-round pick, guy with high expectations, Cam Robinson, that looks to be on the heels of the rookie Arionte Ursary at this point. Could change at any point. They've been rotating like crazy. But that's the way I see this offensive line right there, Luke, after the reports that are coming out of camp today.
Yeah, I don't want to read too much into today, but I did find it interesting that Cam Robinson didn't jump right back in. And, you know, earlier we were talking about the reputation of being a hater, and someone on the text line said that Ron knows of my hating capabilities. But I recall when Trent Brown was brought in, I was in with Ron that day, and I'm not a Cam Robinson guy whatsoever. And I said, much to Ron's surprise, I'd rather have Trent Brown than Cam Robinson. So all of this is to say, I'm not that surprised if Cam Robinson gets beat out even by a rookie at that left tackle position and he becomes the swing tackle, because I don't think Cam Robinson's a great option for you to be your every week left tackle. I think it's part of it is what you've seen from the tackles, but like you said, a big part of it is the success that Ed Ingram has had, which has allowed you to slide Titus Howard back to right tackle, leave yep. Ingram at guard. So it's just that combination. We've heard the message about this offensive line just kind of find the five best, right? They shed some talent on the offensive line this offseason. Now it's about finding the best group of five. And so in that sense, maybe Cam Robinson got Wally pipped a little bit, that as he stepped away and they had to alter this offensive line, they found another five that right now is working pretty well, and they don't want to disrupt that just because Cam Robinson's back at practice.
Well, to hear Nick Caserio say it, tell it, they've got five tackles, including Trent Brown, Blake Fisher, Titus Howard, Cam Robinson, and Arionte Ursary. And when I look at this best case scenario for me, is there a chance to move Cam Robinson if he can't supplant Arionte Ursary for the starting left tackle position, then is there a chance to potentially move him? I have no idea, but as we talk about this week for the Texans before cutdown week, there are some potential trades out there. Is Cam Robinson potentially one of those guys? Also, back, just to be clear, too, appreciate Sean Pendergast, Ingram was actually a trade for a sixth-round pick from Minnesota. So that was actually a trade, not free agent.
Yeah, he was like the Mechie guy, right? He was going to get cut anyways, right, so right. Just get something for him.
Damian Pierce was back at practice today, had a couple of runs, had a catch in today's practice, and so it was good to see him back out there. We'll dig a little bit more into that later on in the show. Right now, Nick Caserio, I just said he mentioned, Nick Caserio mentioned, he joined Payne and Pendergast. He gave us a little peek into what the identity of this team is going to be. I actually love it. I think a lot of y'all are going to probably turn your nose up at it, but we'll have some audio and we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.